Have you seen some of the stuff they're trying to sell us? Bacon-flavored floss. Kid you not. And a clock that shines the time on the ceiling in the middle of the night. Now, I'm an insomniac with ADHD. This would drive me crazy. Oh, look, it's 2:59. I wonder what comes next. I will watch.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One morning, our phone rang. It was the president of a California company. He'd been watching what I was up to and wanted to hire me. I was flattered. "We don't know how much you make now," he said, "but we'll triple it." I had never heard God's voice so clearly on the phone. "We'll be able to buy clothes that match for me," I told my wife, Ramona. "A car that won't quit. A house that won't leak. And the kids are going to love it. We'll be close to Disneyland." 2 weeks later, we were off to California for a formal interview. Sitting around that oak boardroom table, I felt right at home. My sights were set on a bigger house, a newer car, security, success. All I had to do was squeeze the trigger. When the president said, "We'd like you to take the job," I was ecstatic. The job offered a chance to better myself, to travel, and oh yes, there was cash in it too. "How much time will I be on the road?" I asked. There was silence. They looked at me like it was a trick question. "You'll be gone most of the time," the president said. Now, Ramona is gentle, but she was kicking me under the table. On the flight home, she expressed her concern. "Life is lived in chapters," she said. "Shouldn't this one include 3 children and a wife who loves you? We'd really like to remember you for more than your rear end going out the front door. And we should be praying about this, shouldn't we?" I thanked her for her opinion, but I wanted that job. The irony of it all was this. I'd been burned out lately, and I knew what was pushing me to travel so fast and work such long hours. My drive to acquire surface stuff. To give my family the things I never had. Money, exotic vacations, jeans without patches. Still, I wanted that job. During our layover in Seattle, I had to use the little boy's room. Entering a tiny stall, I latched the door behind me, and suddenly the place began to shake. Lights flickered, doors rattled, walls shook. For the first time in my life, I was in an earthquake. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know if you've thought about where you would like to die, but I bet your list does not include an airport washroom. The guy in the cubicle next to me said, "Did I do that?" And I was speechless in Seattle. Knowing I was going to die, I had images flash before me. The birth of our first child, friends, family, my wife, my kids. There was not one single image of an SUV, a yacht, beachfront property, a step up the ladder to so-called success. I got out of there fast and found my wife. I embraced her and thought, I'm going to kiss her and let her feel the earth move one more time. Back on the plane, I scribbled these words on an airline napkin. "I will consider myself a success when I'm walking close to Jesus every day, when I'm building a strong marriage, loving my kids, and performing meaningful work. I'll consider myself a success when I'm making others homesick for heaven." I'm ashamed to tell you it took an earthquake to bring me to that point, to alter my definition of what really matters. Back in the 1800s, Henry Ward Beecher wrote, "No man can tell whether he is rich or poor by turning to his wallet. It is the heart that makes a man rich." The Bible is filled with great wisdom on finances and insights that make the heart glad. In John 10:10, Jesus tells about the Good Shepherd and says of those he loves, "My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." This life comes from lining our priorities up with God's priorities and remembering that 75 years from now, no one will talk about the house we lived in, the car we drove, or the thickness of our bank account. But the world could be a better place if we slow down enough to love those he has put into our lives. For in the end, the things that matter most are not really things, after all.
Want to know a great way to access our daily broadcasts? Then be sure to sign up for Audio Mail, where you can listen to the latest Laugh Again programs sent straight to your inbox. Plus, you'll also enjoy the daily Bible Minute feature and teaching from Back to the Bible Canada. To subscribe to Audio Mail, just call us at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.